Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch a hoodwink, as I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although well.
Fly ball deep center, Edmonds going back.
Bo Bichette, dinger, three runs, bottom of the third in Game 7 after those pesky Dodgers managed to win Game 6 and force a Game 7. Blue Jays up, 3-0. It's a good day! Okay. bases loaded, top of the fourth, Dodgers up, full of Dodgers. I don't remember if there was zero outs or one out. I think it was zero outs at the time. Listen.
Series. Lines the ball to center field. Verso lays out, and he made the catch.
So
Smith is in to score. It's 3-1, but Dalton Varsho's gold glove in center field shows up again.
Will Smith slices one to center left, and Dalton Varsho lays out and catches it. I actually thought it was trapped at first. You know, a ball hits the ground and then goes into your glove. I was like, oh, I hope he caught that. That saved probably two runs. So you're thinking, all right, excellent. The Blue Jays, it only cost them one, okay? Again, in the top of the fourth, two on. Edmund, who, of course, I love.
Scherzer's 2-0. Edmund pulls one down the line. A diving stop and catch by Vlad Jr. He has used the World Series stage to show everybody that he's more than a slugger.
Another, I don't know how he caught it. I just don't know how he caught it. You know, an unbelievable play by Vlad Jr. at first. And, of course, we love him because he was here for a while. And well, at least he played in the Home Run Derby here at Wahoo Stadium. I remember watching him thinking, yeah, just like his daddy, he's going to be good. Really, really, really good. So the reason I played those two for you is because both of those defensive plays by the Jays saved collectively, I think, three runs for sure. So already the Blue Jays have, you know, saved the game from being 4-3 against them, and it's still up 3-1. All right. So bottom of the fourth, Blue Jays up. Jimenez is at the line. And this is where things got interesting in this game. John, did you actually watch this game on Saturday? You're a football guy.
Yeah, the
old
Miss
your team
was
playing,
on.
But yeah. your game was boring.
What?
Your game was boring.
We won.
Yeah, it's boring. It's just like the Illinois game. I stopped watching the half. It was boring.
You did?
Yeah,
you were going to finish out that one at least.
No, we slaughtered. It was Wake Forest. Who cares? It was stupid. It was Rutgers.
What about your Auburn team?
I don't want to. We're not going to. Why would you interrupt? What I'm having a happy moment here talking about one pain, and now you're going to bring up another pain? Although, you know.
I mean, you don't have a coach.
Yeah, but. I mean, you know, we lost to Kentucky 10-3. It was terrible. But 10-3. Hey, ding dong, Hugh Freeze is gone. So, you know.
Ding dong. Oh, I like that.
So, you know, whatever. Silver lining. Anyway, back to game seven, bottom of the fourth. Jimenez is at the plate, right? Yeah. And Wroblewski throws a pitch up and in, close, and he misses it. And then he hits him.
Bichette made their way up through the minors.
Does the Blue Jays
there. Almost looks like he
player
sticks his hand
is going to get hit.
Tries to make it happen.
But he kind of had held out his hand like maybe he was trying to, you know, sometimes players will, you're supposed to get out of the way, actually. If you don't make an effort to get out of the way, you can be, called out, I think. Either an out or a strike. I forget which it is, but you don't get a base if it never happened. Nobody ever calls it. But, you know, there are times you think, obviously.
Working like a scrappy nine hitter, Andrés Giménez. 2-2. This one.
That plunks him, and he does the look. And what you doing, bro?
The bench is clear.
And now the benches are clearing because the dude got hit, because this is what you do. And I love having John Smoltz, legendary pitcher, doing this call right here.
The bullpen's empty.
Yeah,
game seven.
That's on the list of the most overrated thing there is.
Now you're all tired and out of breath. And for what?
come watch you guys stand around.
Because by the time the bullpens get there, it's all over.
It's over.
It's over. All they got to do is run back to the outfield, you know, and we're just going to, what's going on, guys? What do you want me to do? Just give me a sec. All the relievers are out of breath standing around. Watch everybody else stand around. Okay. So here's where this got. It was fascinating to me. I'd never seen this. Okay. So Jimenez is on first. George Springer, who had been injured and out, and then he was a hero, and he's back in. He is a great player. He seems to just win everywhere he goes. Anyway, George Springer up against Wroblewski, the guy who hit the Jimenez. Okay. Springer's up to bat. He drilled it at the pitcher and hit the pitcher in the leg. So this is a kind of retaliation I've never seen. You know, a lot of times what happens is if they hit your guy, then when you're up pitching, you hit their guy, right? This is, I'm going to hit your guy. I'm going to hit the ball you pitched to me and hit you with it. Totally legal. No consequences. Anyway, bottom of the sixth. The game is, let's see. The Dodgers did manage to get one. But Jimenez, the guy who had gotten hit, is up again. Okay.
3-2.
Man on second.
And the right center field. Hernandez will not get there. And it's 4-2 Blue Jays. Andrés Jimenez out of the ninth spot one more time.
I'm telling you this story because this is one of the best baseball games I've watched in a long time. It was really fun. It was not the outcome I wanted. Not to spoiler it, but, you know, the Dodgers win. if you've been in a hole since Friday, since Saturday. But the how they got there was really interesting. If you didn't get a chance to watch the game, it was genuinely entertaining. Max Muncy, who I think now has the most home runs in the postseason of any player in history. He was tied with Babe Ruth, and I think now he's ahead of Babe Ruth. Now, granted, they have more games now than they had back then, but still, he is a terrific hitter. He's a terrifying hitter. So top of the eighth, the game is tied 4-2 at the time. It's not tied. The Blue Jays were up by two, but Max Muncy.
1-1 from the Savage. Muncy hits a high drive to deep right field, headed for the pole and gone.
So that makes it 4-3.
Muncy brings the Dodgers back to within one with a no doubt shot.
And, you know, still Dodgers fans are feeling like they're losing. They're losing this whole game. The whole game they're behind. The whole game it feels like the Dodgers are going to lose. The Blue Jays are going to get their, you know, first World Series victory in, what, like 25 years, something like that. Anyway, then Miguel Rojas, top of the ninth. With a full count.
Drilled to left field and deep. And gone!
Tie game.
No way!
Tie game, no. But it's okay. It's still the bottom of the ninth. And anything can happen in the bottom of the ninth. You know, the home team has a chance. Vladimir Guerrero is up. And he hits balls hard.
Only walk-off home run in game seven. 1960. Tony Edman. Onto the track. He's got room. He just missed.
He missed the home run that would have been the walk-off. Okay, so they bring on Yamamoto, who is their star. He is their star. I know you hear about, you know, Ohtani, but Yamamoto is their, like, superstar pitcher. He's an amazing pitcher. I don't know if he won the MVP. I didn't stick around to see. I was too angry. they bring him in, and the first thing he does is he hits Alejandro Kirk to load the bases with one out. So that, you know, you bring on the superstar to close out the game in the bottom of the ninth, at least to extend it to the 10th, and he probably hits a dude, which is not good. So bases are loaded, and you got Varsho up to the plate. That's for
bases
the Blue Jays.
Bases loaded, one out. 1-2 pitch. Varsho. Roller to second. Rojas comes home in time. And it's
But it was. So he hit a slow, kind of medium speed dribbler up the, like, right side of the pitcher. And Rojas, remember Rojas had just hit that home run? Okay, so Rojas was the hero in the top of the ninth, and now he's the hero in the bottom of the ninth. He comes home with it, gets the guy out at home. But the catcher, Will Smith, had his foot up. But he put it back down. Oh. If you hadn't taken a lazy lead at third, you could have won the World Series. But you took a lazy lead at third. Because what's supposed to happen is you get a lead, and then when the pitcher throws, you're supposed to go a little farther. That's called your secondary lead. He didn't. The runner at third didn't take his big lead, and he got run out at home, and he wouldn't have, and they would have won the World Series. But, you know, fundamentals matter. So, anyway. And then with the bases loaded and two out, the Blue Jays have another chance with two outs.
Over his head. Perez runs him over.
Saving the game.
Game seven.
Saves it. This is the best ninth inning you've ever seen. I mean, it's just all kind of craziness. And the Dodgers go on. And nothing happens in the 10th. Top of the 11th, Will Smith, the catcher. You know, the movie star Will Smith.
I'm like, yes, yes.
The guy who's won the World, who's been in the World Series winning team. Now, this is the sixth year in a row. It's two different players, but it's still a good stat. It's a funny stat.
Smith, it's a high fly ball to deep left field. It's got a chance. It is gone.
No.
It's Will Smith.
No.
Game seven.
No. Dodgers are up. No. But Vlad Jr.'s up in the bottom of the 11th.
Guerrero hooks one down the line towards the corner. It's a fair ball. It's extra bases. Tying run in scoring position.
Lead off. They bunt him over to third. Two outs. And then man on first and third. One out. Alejandro Kirk, slugger, little guy. Looks like, I mean, it's like me if I put on 100 pounds. no, seriously, I think he's like, it's 240 or something. Like 5'6", 240. Anyway.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk bounces one up the middle. Bats to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
It was a great game. It was. I wasn't heavily invested except I hate the Dodgers. So congratulations to the Dodgers. Y'all are fantastic. If you spend enough money, eventually you can have a team that can compete with Toronto. no, Alejandro Kirk actually is 5'8", 245. I was right. I was really close. 5'8", 245. So he's me plus an inch and 70 pounds, okay? So there you go. And he can play baseball. All right. Which is another
I wasn't
minor.
Say a word.
It's another minor distinctive differentiating us. Oh, man. All right. What? I don't know. Argos win. It's good.
Yeah.
Good. 9-0. It's pretty good. It's
pretty good.
Your team won. Ole Miss won. A lot of upsets, right? Georgia Tech lost. And who else in the top 10? Miami lost. Yeah.
And Texas beat
Vanderbilt. Yeah. Vanderbilt, you thought this was a blowout, and Vanderbilt got within an onside kick, like about 6 inches of recovering the onside kick that would have given them the chance to maybe win. So, all right, let's just move on. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah. I got this. Ugh, okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu. The daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Bedrun.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
I don't care if Halloween's over. You can still play Halloween clips. It's all right. You can still have some good stuff. 523 on News Radio 92.3. So I was looking at John after that last segment, and I'm like, you know, John, the problem is I watched that game. I had so much fun with it, and I cut way too many clips. And I know it's not – most people don't really care. If you're listening to me this morning, you're like, bro. But it reminds me of...
It's game seven.
I know. I know. And people ought to know. And, you know, I want you to know. But did you ever watch the show? You probably didn't watch this show. It's kind of a small one. But Sports Night, it was an Aaron Sorkin show. You know, the guy who wrote and directed West Wing before he made West Wing. He did a show called Sports Night. And in that show, one of my favorite episodes of that show, which it's a good show. It's not great, but it's pretty good. In that show, there's a guy who wants to be, like, on the staff. It's Josh Molina, and who I think was in the West Wing also. Anyway, and he's, like, this nerdy sports lover enthusiast. And so they finally give him his chance to produce a segment on a baseball game. And he gives him a, like, 41-minute video produced with commentary for a half-hour show. And they're like, well, cut it down. He's like, this is the cut-down version. And they're like, what do you mean? He's like, well, I can't take this out because it affects that. And I can't take that out because it sets up this. And, you know, so the 2-1 pitch in the fourth inning where nobody scored and nobody was on base, you can't cut that? He's like, oh, man, that's essential. It's
it's essential that everyone knows that.
That explained why that pitcher wasn't willing to throw that slider at the 3-2 count in the eighth inning or whatever. You know, I don't remember the facts of the whatever. It doesn't matter. But he's explaining how this whole chess match of a baseball game was, you can't write a shorter summary of the game than 41 minutes, you know?
In a 30-minute show.
For a 30-minute show, right. Gotcha. Like, this is somebody who clearly does not understand the nature of a 30-minute broadcast. But it's funny because everybody's right. But anyway, let's move on. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
And that's why you've got 4 hours.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, and yeah. It's never enough. It's never enough. Go on.
Well, there is still no clear sign for when the government shutdown may end, but food assistance payments could be back this week. Two federal judges did rule that the Trump administration needs to make partial SNAP payments and can use some discretionary funds. In the meantime, the shutdown now also taking its toll on air travel. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy warning of more slowdowns and delays with flight cancellations possible this week.
Yeah, this ruling, the outcome of this ruling is very interesting. First of all, SNAP did not go out on Saturday, or your EBT cards did not get refilled on Saturday. The administration has until, I think it's Wednesday, to certify that they're complying, but Trump has said, well, you tell me what I have to do because the ruling's not clear. What's unclear about it is, A, there's $5 billion in the emergency reserve, and it's $8 billion to fund EBT for a month, to fund SNAP for a month. That's part one. Part two is the judges said you have to pay SNAP, but you can pay them a lesser amount. You don't have to pay the whole amount. Well, I mean, 10 cents? You know, like, what is the range that I'm allowed to do? So the ruling is you can't just cut it off, but it was also very unclear what they actually have to do and where the money's going to come from and how they're going to fund it. So Trump is like, well, you got to clarify, you know, Lucy. you got some explaining to do. And so we're kind of, everybody's waiting. Sorry, I watched it's on my mind because I watched this Being the Ricardos on Amazon over the weekend, which is actually also pretty good with Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem. I watched a lot of TV. Anyway, David Wayne, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Energy Secretary Chris Wright is saying that President Trump's recent call for the U.S. to resume nuclear weapons testing has more than... Hold on. Let me reread this. Energy
and now
Secretary-
going to David in the newsroom with our second headline. David?
I'll tell you. Do you ever have, like, blurry vision in the mornings? Maybe I need to get that checked out.
I am 54 years old. I never don't have blurry vision in the mornings.
I'll tell you, this text is so small, but if I make the text bigger, then I feel...
bigger.
Yeah, well, then I feel
you
like
feel
I'm...
You're
yeah.
giving in. You're like the person
I'm giving
who,
in to the old age, and
you're
I can't
like the
do
23
that.
Font on right. your phone. You don't want to feel
no,
like the people in the row three behind you can read your phone. All right, I get you. I'm
all
with
right.
you.
Energy Secretary Chris Wright clarifying that President Trump's recent call for the U.S. to resume nuclear weapons testing... clarifying President Trump's recent call for the U.S. to resume nuclear weapons
you
testing...
You can do it.
Wright told Fox News that on the Sunday briefing that there would not be massive nuclear explosions. He thinks that the tests Trump was referring to are more like systems tests and defined those as non-critical explosions. So there's... I don't
what
know
is
what
a
that
non-critical
even means.
Critical nuclear explosion exactly.
It's just a non-critical nuclear blast.
All
nothing
right.
to be worried about. Okay,
it's the compression right. element. It's okay, all right, sure, right. Go, just, go on.
Look, it's just a little nuclear bomb. Okay, it's gonna be fine.
It's a mini.
Elon Musk may see a flying Tesla in the future. He made an appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast on Friday. Musk said that Tesla is getting closer to demonstrating a prototype for something unforgettable. When Rogan asked for more details, Musk said that Peter Thiel once reflected the future was supposed to have flying cars, but we don't. And he left it at that. So
I think it's Thiel, by the way. But yeah, didn't we already do this? Didn't he already have a flying roadster in space?
Well, I think it's an orbiting roadster.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. When you talk about the eyesight thing, we're playing a game last night. It's a very long, involved game. It's called Power Grid. And I'm wearing my regular glasses to play, and then I'm switching to my, more magnification reader glasses in order to read the very small print instructions that any ordinary human reads until they're 50. So I never judge you on eyesight. I never will judge you. Go to the restaurant, you get your phones out, and McGuire's like, why do they keep it so dark and so small? They don't, sir. You're just old. All right, anyway, John, you're 50, what, one, two?
Yeah, one.
51, yeah?
Yeah. No issues here. It's just these computer screens.
Just the computer screens. Okay.
Yeah. They're like 1979.
It's coming for you, kids. Just give it time. It's coming for you.
Matter of time. Oh, Let me keep my glasses on.
Listen. When it happens, just be sure to keep laughing. That's the key. Just keep laughing. Don't get angry. But yeah, pack extra glasses everywhere you go.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump holding back-to-back tele rallies later this evening in Virginia and New Jersey for the Republicans running for governor, while Democrats tap former President Obama to support their candidates in those states.
He headlined rallies in New Jersey and Virginia over the weekend where he took jabs at President Trump. Republicans believe they have a very good chance of flipping New Jersey's governor's seat red. In Virginia, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Abigail Spanberger's lead over Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears is wider.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, the shutdown reaches 34 days, one shy of the all-time record of 35 set during the first term of President Trump.
We have voted 14 times to open the country, and they vote to keep it closed.
President on board Air Force One, and President Trump says he could take military action in Nigeria if it doesn't step up to protect Christians. Nigerian assets have tumbled since the president's threat. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 46 degrees right now with clear skies this morning. Well, potential buyers eyeing the old Santa Rosa County Courthouse in Milton will have to wait just a little bit longer. The deadline for proposals has now been pushed back to December 5th. Although there is interest evident, over 992 views of the proposal and two entities have requested tours, although so far no bids have been submitted. The county is open to either rehabilitating the building or demolishing it for new development, which could significantly impact downtown Milton revitalization efforts. The city of Milton has been exploring a conditional bid for adjacent lots. The courthouse, along with the valuable downtown land, has been vacant since the county moved its functions in 2023. Now, the first female police chief in Milton hosted a class over the weekend aimed at teaching women how to defend themselves. Police Chief Jennifer Frank hosted that class on Saturday. She said it was an opportunity for women to show they've got power, strength, and courage, and a voice to be able to combat instances where they're put in an uncomfortable situation. L.A. Bay Minette man has died after a multi-car crash on Baldwin County Road 138. That happened on Saturday morning. Officials say 41-year-old Scott Garrett McKee was driving a Volkswagen that crashed into a Nissan, then into a pickup truck. McKee was not wearing a seatbelt. He died at the scene. Police in Foley are investigating a shooting on South Juniper Street. Officers say they found a victim there with a gunshot wound when they arrived at the scene on Sunday morning. Three suspects so far have been identified and detained in connection with the shooting. Police are asking anybody with information to contact them. Right now, there's no word on the current condition of the victim. Well, thanks to an Escambia County church, thousands of people are now clear of medical debt. Transformation Church in Pensacola said yesterday that they've paid medical bills for more than 4,000 people. That amounts to $6.5 million. Lead pastor Brad Livingston said he wants the church to be known for their generosity, compassion, and community impact. Well, the upcoming New York City election may have an impact on Florida. Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins was on Fox News yesterday. He talked about Tuesday's election for mayor. If Zohran Mamdani wins, Collins says he expects there will be an exodus of New Yorkers moving to Florida. Collins also delivered a message to those considering a move. He said, quote, "Don't New York our Florida." He said Florida stands for freedom and liberty and says we want to keep it that way. A police officer's been hurt after a crash in Polk County. That happened yesterday in Winter Haven. Winter Haven Public Safety says the officer was responding to an emergency when his patrol car was hit by another vehicle. Investigators believe the driver was speeding. The officer and the other driver were both taken to the hospital. No word on their current conditions. It is 5:35, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful day today with mostly sunny skies. Temperatures around 67 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 47. Going into Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 73. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. For your Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high near 77. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 45 degrees with clear skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Pfizer is suing over some unsolicited competition in its nearly $5 billion bid to buy the drug maker Metsera. Novo Nordisk said it planned to buy Metsera in a deal that could be worth up to $9 billion, and Metsera said the offer appeared to be superior to Pfizer's bid, which was announced in September. The Korea Economic Daily reports South Korea's Samsung has reached an agreement with Tesla to supply more than $2.1 billion worth of energy storage system batteries to Tesla over 3 years. The newspaper cited an unnamed source in the battery industry. Dutch health technology giant Philips Respironics has notified state officials it plans to lay off nearly 200 people at three Westmoreland County locations beginning in early 2026. Philips issued a warn notice to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, part of a move that the company initially announced in June of 2024. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 40, the NASDAQ up 143. That's Your Money Now.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
No, there ain't nothing that I gotta prove. You think your words will make me black and blue, but I think I'm pretty with these old boots on. I think it's funny when I drink too much.
You know, as what you've got going on in Florida, it's so funny. Dare my first legislative session, Marco Rubio was Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
What was Marco's single biggest, you know, signature, you know, piece of legislation was getting rid of property taxes and swapping it out for sales tax.
So this is Jimmy Patronis talking with Dark Ham of the News Service of Florida. Interesting podcast. It's about an hour long, and I don't normally listen to anything longer than about 15 minutes unless it's the Supreme Court or a local legislative meeting. It's just, you know, so long. But this is one of those cases where I didn't have anything else to listen to last night, and I was doing my show prep and reading articles. I thought, I'll just put this on and see what I get. I didn't know this. It was from 2007, so it was 7 years before I came here. But, yeah, when Marco Rubio, remember back when he was just a little old, you know, state representative, you know, from Miami, and he was Speaker of the House, and his signature initiative in 2007 was to pass a proposal to eliminate the homestead tax, the property tax, and to swap it with a sales tax increase.
In the House, we did pass a variation of it where I think we had targeted we'd get rid of homestead property taxes, and then it would be replaced with a 2.5% increase in sales tax. And Ken Pruitt was in the Senate, and the Senate just wouldn't take it up.
As often happens, right? The Senate is the place where good ideas go to die. And I mean, it's just true. You know, and some people would say, well, the Senate is the, both at the federal level and at the state level, the Senate is the calm, cool, you know, collegial body. There are fewer people. There are fewer showboats, fewer extremists, more of a, it's okay, son, we'll handle this. You know, elder statesman kind of concept. That's historically been the idea of the Senate, again, both at the federal and at the state level. And, you know, it's sort of largely has functioned that way in Florida while I've been here for 11 years, that, you know, you get a bunch of good ideas and then the Senate's like, it's kind of the way they do it. And which is kind of, but it's true, right? And in this case, you come up with a great version of a property tax for your home elimination that swaps it out for a 2.5% sales tax. And this is, of course, relevant because this is exactly the kind of thing that we're talking about this year. And it just died in the Senate. It went nowhere. Passed the House and went nowhere in the Senate. So obviously it didn't get voted on by the governor. And it never became anything. And that was the end of that.
I've voted before in the House in order to get rid of property taxes. So, I mean, yeah, it would be great. It would be a huge shot in the arm to the economy in a number of different ways. The problem that you've got is how you get those dollars back to the local governments.
Right. If you take away their money, you've got to find a way to give them enough money to operate. Now, in the current environment, what Governor DeSantis keeps saying is, you guys misspend all your money and you spend too much and you don't need it. We'll just cut it and that'll be the end of it. Or so it sounds like he's aiming at. You know, it's because my first thought is if you're going to cut, well, let's take Escambia County, for example. I mean, you're talking about, God, I don't even know the number, but $100 million from the budget? $200 million? I mean, it's an enormous number that would be cut from the budget in Escambia and Santa Rosa County because of the heavy dependence on property taxes. It wouldn't affect the schools because they're not going to affect that slice, but which I don't know if the Rubio version actually took it out for the schools as well. It seems like just vague, rough math. It would seem like it would have, because 2.5% to offset only homesteads. Anyway, I don't know. But the current proposals do not involve affecting the school slice. So you're still going to rent your property from the government. You're just not renting it from the county. You're renting it from the school district. Basically, you know, the proposals. But the governor, you know, kind of keeps acting like, well, all these local governments all misspend their money. And so I don't know that we want to help them overcome the massive deficits that we would be creating if we took away their property taxes, which I am in favor of. I'm a big fan of getting rid of property. I think the property tax is terrible. You know, and I'm willing to pay extra some other way. I am. You know, you say, well, Andrew, what does it matter if you're paying it one way or not the other? Because if it's a sales tax, I can control what I pay. And also, you're not risking losing your home by you don't pay it 3 years in a row, right? I mean, the justice question is pretty important to me. Well, doesn't that mean that poor people will wind up paying more? Yeah, they should. They don't pay enough. What? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not a socialist. I don't think that the rich should pay all this money and the poor should pay nothing and get paid to live in a state. I just don't think that's how it ought to work. Anyway, so back to Jimmy Patronis talking on this podcast.
Remember, ultimately, as we had all these fantastic formulas and ideas out there, the only thing that really resonated with the voters that would hit the 60% threshold in Florida, because you have to have 60%,
right,
is increasing the homestead exemption. that's easy to understand. The voters get it, and they will support it. So, you know, I think ultimately, I think that's probably the easiest sell that the legislature can pass that actually can get the 60% voter support.
Yeah, I think he's right about that. That's a simple, because everybody understands it enough already. You know, if you raise your homestead exemption, that's something that people will grasp. They will understand that. Oh, I bet I would get texts or somebody's thinking, wait, go back a minute, Andrew. You said poor people ought to pay higher taxes. Hell yeah, they ought to pay higher taxes. Now think about this for a second. Why should people be allowed to vote for a policy that pays them money by taking money from somebody else? I mean, right? That's not right. That's insane. But that's the system that we have. Whether you're looking at federal income taxes and tax credits, or whether you're looking at, you know, state sales and property taxes paid directly because you own or indirectly because you rent, and, you know, SNAP benefits, which is federal. And I mean, you know, it's an insane system. Like, what you might say is, well, maybe the people who get to vote should be the people who pay taxes. Well, Andrew, now you're talking about having a poll tax. Yeah, it does kind of make sense. I mean, if the people who are funding the government vote on the government. I mean, it used to be just people who had land. And there's a sense in which that works because they're invested. Everybody else, I mean, it's real easy to have an opinion when somebody else is footing the bill. Why should you be able to take money from other people to pay for something that you get, or even to pay for something that somebody else gets if you're not also invested, if it doesn't cost you? You know, basic accountability. If it doesn't cost you, then your motives are screwy when it comes to government. If you can literally create enough votes to force a government to take from those people to give to me and my friends, I mean, that is just robbery done legally through the mechanism of popular government. So, yeah, I think poor people ought to pay more taxes. Well, Andrew, they can't. Okay, then they shouldn't vote. Andrew, did you say they should? You give me the reason why people who cannot fund the government should be deciding where the government funds come from. Well, they have to suffer the consequences. Of course they do. But those consequences are made possible through funding. And if they're not paying, well, they pay sales tax. Okay, what's the net? What's the net? What's the net? Yeah, and I know these things are hard to figure out. And I know this is never going to happen. This is pure, like, you know, 2 a.m. coffee shop, poli-sci major debate talk. I know it's never going to happen, but you ought to have to think through the implications of the stuff that you say and you believe. And if people don't pay taxes, there's really not a great explanation of why they get to vote, especially when the numbers are high and they can direct policy. And you can literally offer to them, you know what we can do? We'll give you super cheap health care if you vote for us. We'll get, right? We'll give you a phone. Obama phone. You know, we'll, like, the offering in policy is we'll pay you a reward if you vote for us by taking money from these other people. That's not good government. That's not solid. That's insane. That's why when you have somebody like Frederick Bastiat, the old 19th century French political economist, not really a philosopher, but he writes this real short book called The Law, in which he explains all of this stuff. You know, when you use government to steal, it's still theft. Just because it's through government doesn't make it okay. Anyway, that's a long story. Back to Jimmy Patronis and his podcast. Send your hate mail to Andrew at newsradio1620.com or text me, 437-1620. All right, John, I'm going to play something for you. And I want to know if you heard it the same way I heard it. You probably didn't, but it's okay. It's because you know more about this than I do. But this was a question that Dara Cam from News Service Florida asked Jimmy Patronis in this podcast, and it super caught me off guard. Okay, here goes.
Do you have one of those aura rings?
God, really? You're just like a stalker, aren't you? That's
no, I can't tell you how many of my podcast guests have those rings.
What?
Yeah, I just got
aura rings.
Yeah, you don't know what that is?
I didn't.
Oh, Andrew.
So what I
Andrew.
Thought, see, I knew you would know. I knew you would know this. So I thought Jimmy Patronus bought a mood ring.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he starts talking about the decision to buy one and
right.
how much it is. And
I just got it this week.
Did so. You? You just got it. Do you love it?
Well, there's a lot of other product rings out there.
Yeah.
I'd gotten a different one off of Amazon.
Multiple
like
Aura rings?
Bucks,
mm-hmm.
And it worked fine. And then I'm a thrift shopper, so I saw
I love that for a former CFO.
Yeah, so I saw a bunch of stackable coupons for an Aura.
Oh, okay.
So I went ahead and tried it, and this is like day two, so.
Okay, well, you know, Blaze has one, and so does
CFO.
Joe Gruder's, which I thought was kind of interesting. So,
and what I'm thinking to myself is, okay, Jimmy's a Christian. Why is Jimmy Christian wearing an Aura ring? Why are all these other people wearing Aura rings? Why are they spending so much money on Aura rings? Because my only frame of reference was mood rings of some, like, you know, orange. Your Aura is, you know, weak today. You need to eat more wheatgrass. And I'm so confused listening to this. So I looked it up because I thought I must not know something. And
you don't?
Go ahead, John. You can explain it.
No, I mean, it tracks your
it's
everything.
It's O-U-R-A.
Yeah.
Not A-U-R-A. So I think they ought to pronounce it differently. But it's Aura instead of Aura.
Aura.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it's a health device. And
it tracks everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Boy, I was
poor Andrew.
So out of the loop on this question. 550 on News Radio 92.3. Let's see. Somebody says, on the whole issue of who should pay the taxes, your logic, Andrew, is absolutely sound but inflammatory to many. Oh, yeah. No, by the way, this is a whole other subject. But, you know, the fact that something is offensive should never matter. The fact of something being true or false should matter. The idea of something being valid or invalid. You know, well, that's offensive. Well, is it true? I don't know. It's offensive. Who cares about that? What is that? Your hurt feelings for your bad reasoning and your poor grasp of the world make it so I have to cater to you by telling you things that are false so you feel good? What do you mean you're offended? Who cares? We've adopted this notion that if you say hurtful things, how about we start with just true things? Now, I am a believer that you should say the truth in the right way to the right people at the right time with the right motives, you know, and sometimes silence is better. And I'm not saying, you know, morally you should say anything you want any time, but the first question should never be, did it make somebody upset? Yeah. Dumb people get upset when you say smart things to them. Like, of course they do. Cause they get real defensive about their dumbness. So you should try to be nice in the way you say smart things to dumb people. Just for prudence sake, you know, don't want to get into a fight or get shot, but also just for, you know, being effective. But it doesn't make it false if it hurts somebody's feelings. And if it's, you know, painful for you to consider, so consider it anyway. That's your ethical obligation as a thinker. Okay, sorry. Back to the text.
A thinker?
Somebody says, Andrew, you're making a dangerous amount of sense this morning. Sorry.
Yeah, it's early.
And somebody says, nice mention of the law. Oh, the Frederick Bastiat. Yeah. Haven't read that in a decade since I was in school, which was a long time ago. All right. Anyway. And Preach It, Brother, on that same topic. So, yeah. No, just, you know, things people don't think about enough. Tell people later to come back and listen to the podcast. All right. 552 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No, nothing special happened this morning. No, I'm not all amped up on coffee. Actually, I only had a little bit of coffee coming in so far. So this is like just
was
me.
Was it the time change that got you?
No, time change never affects me. I'll be honest. Okay. I don't understand these people who are like, oh, the time change. I can't function. What? Stop it. Stop it. Man up. Well, my bio rhythm. Stop it.
No, my bio rhythm is not correct.
Come on. I come to work on 3 or 4 inches, 3 or 4 inches. Three or four hours of sleep every day. Just man up and do it. You know, stop it.
My bio rhythm's off. My Aura ring tells me.
Either one, both the mood ring and the actual digital one. I'm Andrew McKay.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSIA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Fufu Festival, Atlas Beverage Class featuring Grayton Brewing Company, the World is Your Oyster Collaboration Dinner, Thanksgiving, and so much more. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
This holiday season, whether you're shopping for clients, coworkers, or loved ones, Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze makes gift-giving easy and memorable. From custom apparel and drinkware to unique holiday gifts and decor, you'll find the perfect way to show your appreciation and spread cheer. Make your gifts stand out with personal touches and professional quality, all from your local experts at Prim and Proper. Visit them at 336 Gulf Breeze Parkway or primandproper.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'll teach you to throw away my comic books.
I know the mellow music of, like, 409 and, you know, Lean On Me doesn't really match the acerbic tone I seem to have adopted this morning, but I'm balancing myself out here. 5:56 here on News Radio 92.3. By the way, bless you, John. Sorry I didn't say it when you sneezed. Okay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Voters hitting the polls tomorrow where some key races could shed light on just how voters are feeling after 9 months of President Trump's second term in the White House. Early voting did wrap up in New York City on Sunday. Voters there will be choosing the city's next mayor. No formal endorsement from former President Obama for mayoral frontrunner Zohran Mamdani, although the two apparently did speak over the weekend by phone.
Well, the president is still thinking over what he wants to say about this election.
His biorhythm is off, so just ignore him.
Did
this
nobody
morning.
Else watch 1,000 Obama speeches
no,
in the day?
It was good. It was good. The cadence was about perfect.
Okay. Go on.
So the attorney representing a man arrested in Michigan as part of, you remember this, on Friday when the FBI said they had foiled a terror plot. Well, the attorney representing one of those men that was arrested in that incident says there's no evidence pointing to his client. Five people from Dearborn were taken into custody Friday for what the FBI said was a plan tied to ISIS to attack somewhere in the U.S. Attorney Amir Makhled said he's expecting his client to either be charged or released by the end of the day today. And the college basketball season tips off tonight. Some of the top matches include a doubleheader in the Hall of Fame series in Las Vegas, Florida battling Arizona, and BYU and Villanova.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, were you old enough? I don't know if you know. Remember the old cartoon where they took all of the expressions, like beside myself with anger, and it would show the guy and the guy and then a big monster named Anger? You know, and they take all of these weird expressions we have and draw them out as they are. Do you remember this cartoon at all?
No.
John? No?
No, drawing
cat
a blank.
Cat got his tongue, and the cat's holding somebody's tongue, like that, kind of at the pearly gates with Peter. And they like, all of these expressions. No? Nobody?
No, nobody. Never.
All I can tell you, this is my setup to explain that when you said they were going to hit the polls, what I thought is with what? Because that's where my brain is. Also, how did Duke beat Clemson? Oh, my God. How the mighty have fallen. All right, 558 on News Radio 946-45. Heavy defensive match there. Anyway, if you need any kind of work done inside your home, plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning, generator, maybe you've been thinking about getting a generator. Well, hey, Peden is the place they can do all of that stuff. They started back in 1969 with just doing air conditioning, and then they've expanded both geographically and in product line, air conditioning, electrical, everything. Now it's all across the Gulf Coast from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile. You know, they went to Baldwin County last year, or as Obama would say, Mobile. And then...
Mobile.
Anyway, as a fast talker, he always drove me crazy. But, 100% satisfaction guarantee, good quality products, good installation. And of course, they do great work, standby all the way. And, they've been successful all this time at Peden. When you choose the repair that their professionals recommend, they'll waive the dispatch fee. Plus, you get a full year of Smart Care membership for free. You can call or book online at Peden. PEDEN.com. I miss having opportunities to do Obama. I don't do his inflection particularly well, but I got his rhythm. Local.